Hello, this is Kezia.
Hi, this is Victoria.
And Victoria is a fellow senior at Chose Marie Hall, and tonight we will be discussing the placebo effect, and everything you need to know about it. All right.
So, what are placebos?
Placebos are inactive medicines. They can be fake surgeries, they can be sugar pills, fake acupuncture, and the idea is that by having inactive ingredients, they can still have real effect on patients. And so sometimes they have really great results, and then other times they have really bad results, and sometimes they just don't work on people.
So what is the placebo effect?
The placebo effect is the reaction that patients may get from having a placebo treatment, and that means different things to different people, but it's believed to be the brain sort of working as a machine and recognizing that when you take a certain pill or you receive an injection or you have surgery, you feel better. And so it's the brain's way of sort of having a preemptive strike and saying, well, I'm getting a pill. That means I need to release this chemical. And so that's the effect when you feel better. And it's obviously different for many people, and the reason that you get the effect changes for everyone because it's kind of a complex and still not fully understood science, I guess.
Is it safe? I heard vaccines are not safe these days.
Well, I would say that the placebo is safe because there's nothing in it. I mean, it's sugar. Sometimes they use different things. Clearly, if they're not actually having surgery on you, then you really don't run any risk. So I would say it's pretty safe. In fact, one could argue that it's safer than medicines because you don't run the risk of having an adverse effect to some of the chemicals or to whatever surgery you have. So it could be a benefit to society if we started using more placebos.
Sounds like a cure to everything. So what illnesses does it help?
Yeah, so, well, it can't, like, cure cancer.
Are you sure?
We'd hope, right? But it's proven to be really effective in depression, especially for patients who are either mildly or moderately depressed. It's really great for irritable bowel syndrome. And it's also, I know, it's like, just throw that one in there. And it's also proven to be quite helpful with patients with Parkinson's disease, because it helps trigger the release of dopamine.
Mm-hmm. So if they have been working on this for a while, why is this only, you know, coming up now?
Yeah, so the Dr. Kapchuk, who's the head of the placebo studies program at Harvard, and Dr. Mogil, who's the head of the the pain genetics lab at McGill University. I've been working on learning more about the placebo effect for a while. And what's recently been published is this new discovery. That there are genetic biomarkers in the brain that indicate that a person has a genetic modification that makes them more susceptible to having a certain placebo effect. So they've seen in like the neurotransmitter pathway in some patients' brain scans that there are specific markers that show that when they get the placebo for depression an antidepressant placebo, it'll follow the path that the actual drug follows until they get the same result, I guess, all across the board as a person who would actually take a real antidepressant. And they found these biomarkers in a few different locations in the brain, so they would react to a few different types of drugs for different diseases or illnesses. And they're finding it in more and more studies that were passed, but now that they know what they're looking for, they're discovering more and more biomarkers. And so this was just published in 2015, and so they're seeing that maybe it's not just something that the placebo effect is not something that just occurs because of your environment or because you expect to get a reaction in a clinical trial. The placebo effect could, you could say that it's biological. And so this could change, hopefully it will change the way that we develop medicine. It'll change the way that we see patient care. And so it's really exciting. But then also what Dr. Mogul has been doing at the McGill University is researching pain and the placebo effect. And he's seen that over the years, the placebo effect has increased in the United States. And it has ruined more than a few clinical trials because the placebo effect has been so strong that the compared to the drug reaction, they've almost been at the same level. And so it looks like the drugs are ineffective. And so he's saying, why aren't the pharmaceutical companies paying attention to this? And so hopefully this combination of having these hard facts showing that the placebo effect has real effects and it's biological, and the fact that the placebo effect is changing what clinical trials will have to be in the future, hopefully something will happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. What was that?